Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and I have to move the microphone, sorry about that. And today is, it was Thursday, which was the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. And now, it is Friday the 18th. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. It's just been one of those days where I've had a lot of bizarro things and some technological difficulties beyond my control. One being the sound quality. I don't... Oh, sweet Christmas. Went to move the microphone, hit the mute button. You ever have one of those days? And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have. If you're still listening to this podcast, you probably are wondering, where the hell have I been? But I'm gonna get to that here pretty quick. If you have a series of days where you struggle to make sense of it, to make sense of it all, where it questions your reason for being here, your raison d'être, which is what I've experienced recently. That's the reason why I've been offline, because I honestly, I can't do a podcast every day, or I can't do a podcast twice a week where I have to pretend there's nothing wrong in the world. I have to wait for things to settle down, because I don't want to be another voice howling in the wilderness about things that I will never have the power to change. And I will tell you why. Because I've talked about this before, and I'm going to refresh everybody's memory in case you've never listened to this show before, is that I have an honest belief that there is a class of creature, and they're not human. They're not. They live among us, they look like us, they talk like us, they sound like us, mostly. But they're not. They have exceptionally long lifespans, they have machinations, they have plans within plans, and they have an itinerary for the human race. And that itinerary, I don't know where it goes. But what I do know is anyone of any consequence will go through life untouched while the rest of us are led around by our noses and made to pay the price. And if you don't believe me, take a look at current events. Try to make sense of it. From the standpoint of what you're being told every day in your media, you will not be able to understand it. You won't be able to make sense of it. And if you listen to all sides, you still won't be able to make sense of it, because you're not meant to. You're not supposed to. And that's the reason why I hate talking about politics, because my opinion is different than most. Because I don't believe that we have institutions that are engaged in the practice that they say they are. Department of Health and Human Services. I sincerely doubt that they are not doing anything to improve the lives of Americans and the overall health and quality of health that we have in this country. The FDA, I don't think that they do what they say they do. The FBI, I know they don't do what they say they do. The CIA, I know for a fact that those assholes do not do what they say they do. My government as a whole does not do what it says it does. So how on earth can anyone in their right mind look at anything that they see on TV, in the media, and go, oh, that's trustworthy. Oh, I'll believe that. without having been pithed. I mean, just you've been lobotomized. If you believe this shit, you drooling fucking morons. But that's neither here nor there. That's the reason why I absolutely fucking hate talking about politics, because most of the time, anytime that I've had to engage people with my perceptions of things and my belief systems, I am met with shrieks and all kinds of all manner of rebuke. Here's an example. When this bullshit of COVID-19 started, the pandemic started, I refused to wear a mask. And I have not worn a mask except once, and that was to wear a mask when I had to go take my dog to have it put down. And that was the only time I've worn a mask. So, that being said, I know people have gotten it. I know people who've been sick with it. I know people who've been, you know, apparently have died from it, that they say, but that to me is not genuinely true, because the one person that I know that died, that they were labeled a COVID death, had a lot of underlying pre-existing conditions that would have factored him out regardless. So, that being said, I went into my favorite coffee shop on the planet and was accosted by a man who was 6'5", who was used to basically just getting, you know, intimidating people into doing what he wanted them to do, which was to, in his case, he wanted me to wear a mask, and I just said, no, I've got a pre-existing condition. And then he tried to, you know, try to tell me that, well, it didn't matter, and I needed to wear a mask in order for him to be safe. And I said, well, how about this? How about you stop breathing in my general direction and just shut the fuck up? Mind your own fucking business about what I'm doing. Would that be better? And he went bananas. The reason why he went bananas is because he was programmed full of fear, and yet at the same time, he should have been thankful that I was out there willing to go take one for the team and die from COVID, because clearly our politics were not meant to align. He was probably a Biden supporter, some other sheep. I don't know. I don't care. It's not my problem. It's not my thing. What I do care about is people blindly walking through life doing as they're told, like obedient sheep. I'm not one of you. I don't want to be one of you. I've never wanted to be one of you. And if that makes me the devil, so be it. Because I got to tell you what, Satan gets a lot of bad rap for, you know, not being a go-along, get-along kind of guy. And yet, at the same time, you got so many of these fucking people that are pretending that they're, you know, they're trying to protect the world, but they're doing exactly what Satan would do. You know, let's program people, give them the mark of the beast, all that other shit. You know, this is the reason why I don't like talking about politics, is because I'm 8 minutes into this, almost 9 minutes, and I can literally go on for hours about politics. And I will say things that no one else will even begin to understand, let alone, you know, take to heart or even try to believe. And the reason why is because most people have been programmed from birth to believe a certain sensibility. Whereas me, I grew up with people who proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that some people in authority should never be trusted. If you don't trust your parents and you trust your government, you didn't learn anything. If you trust your government but don't trust your parents to make, you know, sound life choices because of the way you were raised, you learned absolutely fucking nothing. So there it is. That's the reason why I don't like talking about politics that much, because I can go on and on and on. And to be honest with you, I feel like I have to cover the same ground every time. It's like playing Risk, and you're always having to, you know, you're always having to take Svalbard back from somebody. You know, it's like, God damn it, you're fucking up my shit. You know, and not that I was ever good at Risk. I was actually not bad at it. I just wasn't good at it. I always had friends who were a little smarter than me. So, and that was a good way of learning about things, having smarter friends. See, if you have smarter friends, you'll learn some life lessons that you won't learn if you surround yourself with dumb people. So, that's the one nice thing about it. About growing up the way that I did. At least I had people that were smarter than me around me. Sure, they didn't do a great job of pointing out my failures, but they did a great job pointing out my failures with their other friends who were probably also smarter than me. Or at least thought they were. Anyway. It's been an interesting day. This is where I'm going to talk about the paranormal for once, because it's been a while, and I've had a series of strange things going on in my house. I've got animals that I talk about all the time. I've got two cats, two dogs, and you can hear my cat Peppermint upstairs calling down, "Oh, I want to go to bed. Why are you still awake? It's time for bed." There are things that are unseen by the human eye that animals see on a regular basis. And I got some videos that I took, and I got some photos that I took, but it's unconvincing because, you know, animals can be a little quirky and see things that we don't. It's their behavior, however, that is strange. Like, Lily has this propensity to get her hackles up and start barking at something that I don't see. And this is not a one-time thing. This is a two- or three-time thing that she's done. Gets all worked up and loses her shit. And then I show up and she's, you know, got her hackles up and she's looking at something that I can't see in the room. So that's a little unusual. And then footsteps in the house, of course, that don't belong to me, don't belong to the animals. Down the basement, have had that four or five times. Came upstairs, found nothing. Dogs one time came running up the stairs, were barking at something that I didn't see. Once I turned around the corner, there they were, stopped barking at something by the desk. Could not tell what it was for the life of me. So it's unusual to say the very least. I don't really know how to explain it. And things get weirder from there, actually. So that's been going on. Had some strange dreams. Which, you know, my subconscious is always interesting because it's always trying to tell me something new and exciting. But it's when it drifts off into alien abduction that I know that it's run out of things to say, and it's like, you know what, let's just frighten you, you know? It's like zombie dreams. You have zombie dreams for a reason. That's usually about, you know, that's feeling about, you know, losing one's identity. It's also possibly maybe you've got too many demands on you. You know, zombies signify a few different things. But for me, alien abduction dreams, I don't think they symbolize anything. I think that they're probably something that may or may not be happening. Because there's a certain thing that happens when I go off script in my dreams. You see, I'm a fairly lucid dreamer. So that way, when I'm dreaming and then all of a sudden things are a little weird, I'm like, okay, this is a dream and I understand it. But let's see where this goes. I have that kind of control over most of my dreams, but whenever there's aliens involved, I have absolutely none. And in the case of this one, I was being chased on the side of the road by this one creature that had dermal camouflage. I don't want to say dermal, but it was like a, it had like little hexagons all over his body, you know, but he's very short. He had like this little tuned light thing. He was trying to chase me with it. And he was trying to basically knock me out. But here's the thing about that is that I think most of the time when I have these dreams and when I have any kind of alien abduction dreams, I think that the event has already happened and this is just me processing it. Saying, hey, by the way, this is what's going on. This is what happened to you like, you know, a few hours ago. As I've mentioned before, I've had a shoulder problem that I have not been able to address. Woke up after that, shoulder was corrected. I've also been having some blood pressure issues that also corrected out of the blue. Don't understand it. Not real sure. Although it could be the fact that I haven't had the energy drinks in a while, but still it's not something that blood pressure problems typically don't just go away. They stay with you whether you've got it or not, and all of a sudden, like mine are back down to normal. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. Do I have any new scars? Actually, yes, I do. So I've got a couple other things, too, that have just oddly enough have happened that I can't even begin to quantify. That being said, I'm not saying that I've been abducted by aliens. I'm just saying that I've had a dream about it, and I have no idea what's going on, where my subconscious is these days. Could be the fact that everything is weird in the world and stress is universal. It's being shared. All of this anxiety in the world is creating tremors in the ether. It could be any one number of those things. But I, in all honesty, I don't know what my subconscious is really trying to tell me. Other than, you know, maybe you need to get out more. Maybe you need to walk your dogs. Preferably in the morning, not at night, because you don't want to get abducted by aliens or, you know, have your dog stolen in a clandestine operation. There's all kinds of weird stuff that goes on in the world, and people do some of the dumbest stuff. But I gotta tell you, nothing could be any stranger than today. St. Patrick's Day, typically for me, is like a day of, well, how can I avoid people being drunk in my presence and saying things that they probably shouldn't? That's usually how I spend St. Patrick's Day, doing absolutely nothing Irish. And it's not because I hate the Irish. I don't have a problem with the Irish at all. What I have a problem with is people using it as an excuse to get fucking three sheets to the wind drunk. And so, Ava Bagarda, punch me, I'm Irish. Or kiss me, I'm Irish. I think, truthfully, though, it should be punch me, I'm Irish. And that being said, I just avoid all of it. Although I am having some Jameson tonight, Jameson Black Barrel. And this is like the fourth time I've tried to record this podcast, so please bear with me. Not because of the drinking, because I haven't even gotten through like a shot yet. I'm not even I'm like two sips into this. Today started off like any normal day. Me not getting a whole lot of sleep because, you know, brain is active and 3 o'clock in the morning, the house has got something to say to me. House has got something to say in general. The animals are spooked by something. There's a strange noise in the house. Oh my God, we need to wake up everybody. Thanks a lot, Peppermint. That's another argument that I'm about ready to get into. You know what? Maybe I'll do this one first. I'll talk about daylight savings because whether we know it or not, our Senate finally said, you know what? We're just going to make daylight savings permanent. We're not going to go back. We're not going to have this, you know, spring ahead, fall back bullshit. Now is what time it's always going to be from now on, whether we like it or not. So now we are on time with the rest of the world now. Great, fine, wonderful. Tell my cat. Please tell my cat that we are on time now. Because here's the thing. All of my other animals, they know what time is. They know what it represents. And they also know better than to try to wake me up. Peppermint, on the other hand, being from Canada with a speech impediment, that cat, on the other hand, she has access to the internet. I don't know how. I don't know if she reads a lot. All I know is her speech is not that good. I thought her reading comprehension may not be quite as good. And for a 14-year-old cat, I don't think that she scores well. But the point that I'm getting at is that this cat, for the fucking life of me, I will never understand how this cat, from daylight savings, you know, whether it's one side or the other, will wake me up almost precisely an hour before my alarm is supposed to go off. Even with daylight savings. That's the weird part, right? So we lost an hour, and I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to get up at, 5:30. Oh, my God, it's supposed to be, and so I'm like, oh, fuck, it's technically 4:30. You know, and so I thought, okay, well, Peppermint will wake me up when the alarm is supposed to go off. No, that fucking cat wakes me up an hour ahead again. So it's like this cat's like, oh, well, daylight savings, check that out, you know? And it's been this way, and I don't know how long, but this cat's been doing it for over a decade. And so anyway, this is the one weird thing about this cat. And I do love her. She's a fantastic animal. She's probably the wonderful, most kindest, loving, most beautiful creature on the inside, because she's as dumb as a box of turnips, but she's happy. She's a happy cat most of the time. Pigpen, the other cat, he's like the other side of the coin. He's like, I'm a prick, I don't care, I'll bite you, I love you, but I also want to bite you. So anyway, my other two dogs, they're fantastic. Radar and Lily, they're fantastic. But anyway, I went to go take the garbage out this morning. Now, weird stuff has been going on for about the last week to 2 weeks. I've got a motion sensor light out in the garage, and it gets tripped for absolutely no fucking reason. A moth can fart in Brazil, and the wind from that will be carried over the equator into Minnesota, and it will set this goddamn set of lights off to where it turns on. And I can see it light up the north bedroom, which used to be my office, where I had the speakers at one time that were talking. And so these lights come on, and it's like, and it wakes me up from asleep. So I was like, God damn it. And most people would say, well, why don't you shut your bedroom door? I said, because I want to be able to have a cat come in and out when she wants to, you know, sleep in the room or sleep outside the room, or Pigpen wants to sleep in the room or outside the room. I just want to make sure my animals have access to me, so that if we have an emergency, they wake me up. So this light's been going on and off for about a week, and I'm trying to figure it out. I go outside and I look, and there's never anybody there. And I'm always looking, and I never see anything. So this morning when I go outside, I open up my garage, I go to take the garbage out. I don't notice anything unusual until I open up the garage door, the big one. And out from underneath of my Jeep pops this white dog. This is a white, kind of like a shepherd mix, maybe a husky mix with something else. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was an American Eskimo mixed with some other dog, because it had some kind of like a blondish, almost lab color, you know, freckling on the face and on the feet, and like a hound, but not, because he looked like a white German Shepherd. And so I'm like, where the hell did you come from? You know, because I opened up the garage door and he's underneath of my Jeep. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing underneath of there? Who put you here? where did you come from? And he's just tickled to death to see me, jumping up on me, super happy, muddy as hell, of course. But he's just super excited to see me. He's been sleeping on one of the moving blankets I have underneath of my Jeep. And he's made himself a nest there. And it dawned on me, it's like, you know, I wonder if you are the reason why every time I take my other two dogs, they go right to the Jeep. I thought maybe I had some critters over there or something like that, but apparently this is where this dog has been staying. And so I walked around the side of the garage, and I couldn't see anything, but I did see kind of like a flap in the fascia. So at least I know, okay, this is possibly how this dog is getting in and out, because it's on the inside of the fence, and I think that he can probably squirm through at some point in the fence line. I don't know. So anyway, he's in my garage, and I don't know how he got there. All I know is that he was a happy dog. So I took him in the house and I fed him, and that went over okay. And I thought to myself, well, I need to take him and see if he's got a chip, see if he belongs to somebody, because somebody's gonna be missing this dog. Nobody's on Craigslist. Nobody's got an ad for missing dog of any kind. I look and I look and I look, and I'm just like, okay, well, Reddit, you know, all that stuff, nothing. And I'm sitting there just kind of like, do I really need a third dog? So I ask the universe, essentially, because he seemed to be getting along with the other two dogs just fine. At first, there was a little dust up because, you know, Radar's a big dog. He's a medium-sized dog, much like Lily, and him and Lily were really close to the same size. He was a little bit bigger than her, but not by much. And so it's like, okay, so this could be a good fit. This could work. You know, I would love to adopt this dog because he obviously belongs. He was meant to be here, you know, at least for part of the day. So he goes ahead and I get him, you know, somewhat cleaned up. I put him in the car and I drive up to the vet. And big shout out to Life Care Animal Hospital. I overcame my irritation with them and I had him check to see if he had any chips or any of that stuff. And he said no. He says he's healthy. He's a young dog, and he's unfortunately still intact. So it's like, okay, well, whatever. So I get this idea in my head, well, I'll just go ahead and I'll keep him and see if I can't make it work. And I bring him home and I put down a food bowl so the other dogs can eat, because they hadn't had breakfast yet. And he became incredibly food aggressive and incredibly hostile to Radar. And it just got ugly to the point where these two were at each other's throats. And I was like, okay, this is the universe saying, you got to have a visitor. This is a sign of something. And, but this is not meant to be, this is not meant for you. So this isn't the first time a white animal showed up in my view. In 2015, I had a white cat stuck in a tree on my property. That didn't go well. White dog inside my garage. Can't wait to see what that brings. White rabbit out in the yard, but that was after Nora passed. So Nora was a rabbit that I used to have. She was fantastic. I look for signs and symbols and everything because the universe has a way of speaking to me, and even though it's not my first tongue, symbolism is sometimes lost on me until after the fact. So I got this photograph that I took of this crazy guy that was making a bunch of noise at the corner. And he's walking past this shop that's not far from me. And I didn't see it when he was walking, but in the photos, he's got like this little doll thing hanging off of him. Like a like it's got a handle on him, you know. It's just, and it's very disturbing because you don't see a shadow cast. You see a shadow cast by him, but you don't see the shadow cast by the doll. So it's very weird. But anyway, where I'm going with this is that there's a lot of strange energy over here, and there's a lot of strange stuff going on. But this dog thing, it ended up, I had to call animal control because I didn't know where the Humane Society was, and I just didn't feel like dealing with it. Called animal control. They came and got him. And he's, if this is your dog and you're listening to the show, and it's a white, kind of a shepherdy looking dog, he's at animal control. He's probably going to go to Humane Society if you don't act soon. And more importantly, you should have took better care of your fucking dog, because he was missing a lot of meals. His nails were fucked up, and he had, like, no meat on his bones. So at least I know that when he goes to animal control, at least he'll get some real nutrition again. But you fucked up as a parent and as a dog owner. And if your dog got away from you, that's because you just didn't pay attention. You were careless. Because dogs are pretty loyal. Even though they may want to run around and go do stuff and explore. Some dogs are like that. They always try to come home, but this dog didn't. He ended up in my garage. That's where he was staying. Which is crazy. But I will tell you this. There's something that I say it, and I mean it with absolute sincerity and honesty, is that there are just some times where I don't understand why it is that animals love me the way they do, and they do. But sometimes it just hurts, because it's just sometimes too much. And this dog was really trying to be my friend. And it really broke my heart to send him on his way, but he just wasn't going to be a good fit. And I know that he was probably trying. And there's probably a little anthropomorphism in there too, which is something that I do every once in a while with animals. You know, I'm convinced that both my dogs speak English when I'm not looking. Because I've tried to speak dog to them, and they're like, dude, we understand English, we just don't want to listen to you. No, that was part of my COVID hallucination. My God, that was awful. But anyway, I'm going to try to do podcasts a little more often now, but I'm definitely going to stay away from politics as much as I can, because it's just, my podcast should be an escape from reality, not, you know, another person pushing their own variation of it. Because that's what we're getting right now. If you're listening to other people's podcasts and they're talking about Ukraine like they actually know anything about it, unless they're actually from Ukraine, living in Ukraine, Ukrainian by blood and birth, and that actually have a dog in the hunt, you're probably not getting the truth. And even then, I'd be skeptical. So don't trust anything about this war, because it's deception that you will never understand how deep it runs or the reasons why. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that I do know what I'm talking about. And I would warn anyone that's planning on going over there to go fight overseas on behalf of Ukraine, do some Google searches first about what's going on with the mercenaries that are showing up in Ukraine, and how they're being stripped of their gear, how they're not getting weapons, how they're being sent out to the front lines with nothing. Trust the civilians. Look that up. I guarantee it. There's a guy from Minnesota that got a dose of reality. And I thought that was pretty funny. And then there was another guy that apparently he had ties to Minnesota. who's living in Ukraine, and they said he was killed by Russian snipers, but I have a hard time believing that, because anybody that's engaged in active sniping, they're not looking for civilians. They're looking for high-profile targets. So that being said, don't trust your media. Don't. And I think that's going to be about the last word that I talk about with regards to Ukraine, unless something really strange happens, like, you know, aliens land there. But who knows? If I have any more alien abduction dreams, though, I promise I'll talk to you guys about it, because they are sometimes very interesting and insightful. But this latest one with the dermal camouflage thing, that actually bothered me, because it means they're stepping up their game, and either that or my active imagination is starting to borrow things from video games. I don't know. I really don't know. But if I had the opportunity to have dermal camouflage like an octopus, I'm not so sure I would turn that down. I think I would get that. Chromatophores, I think that would be really kind of cool to be able to change one's look. I'm a bookshelf, you know, kind of a thing. I'm a Volkswagen Beetle, you know, at a distance, you know. You can't see me. Yes, I can. You're perfectly outlined right there. No, you can't. I have chromatophores. I think that would be a lot of fun. There's a certain amount of fun, I guess, when you think about gene splicing and all in general. I mean, if I had my way, I would definitely go with replacement teeth, like a shark. I'm not so sure I would go good with the black eyes, but I would definitely go with the replacement teeth. And imagine that that probably would enhance the idea of eating seafood. I think that would make fish taste better. Not that I don't like fish. Fish is great when it's breaded and fried and all that other stuff and 15 other ways. I'm just saying that, you know, sushi might be a little more appetizing if you were a shark. Maybe. I don't know. It's just a thought that I had. Some of these thoughts there, I should probably just keep them all inside, but sometimes they're actually pretty funny. The idea of you know, getting shark DNA so you can get new teeth, but would seafood be enhanced? That's my dog making her noise like, unless it's Satan. Her name is Lilith, after all. I don't know. It's been such a strange day, and the last week has been nothing but weird, and the house has been making all kinds of strange stuff and noises, and waking up from periodic dreams of just things that are not spiritually healthy. I wonder if I shouldn't go find an exorcist, you know, and see what that does. Perhaps I need to have the house re-blessed. Maybe I need to have, you know, maybe I should go get, baptized, maybe, you know, go get a, look, I know that I'm not really a follower of your religion, but from what I understand, demons and devils are afraid of this little practice, so go ahead and baptize me. Here's $40, you know. Here, I'll even throw in I'll even put chlorine tablets in my pants. That way, I can clean the water and just be done with it. Look, I'm shocking your pool. If you have a pool, you know what that means. God, today's just been fucking weird. And you know what the worst part about it is? I don't even know that dog's name. That's the worst part about it, is I never learned that dog's name. So now he's just some nameless white dog. Very strange. The white dog of St. Patrick. To you, my friend. May you have safer journeys or cleaner garages to sleep in. And on that note, folks, I'm going to conclude tonight's podcast. I hope you have a fantastic day, and enjoy your Friday. Take care.